The West Live.
The West Live
with Ben O'Shea.
Let's talk Cleo. It's the story everybody's talking about. And Mark McGowan and the WA Police have come up with a record reward.
$1 million. Now, we see $1 million rewards, but they're usually for cold cases. We're talking 10, 15, 20, 30 years down the track. You see a $1 million reward put up to try to get some sort of new information, get a conviction. This is unprecedented. We haven't seen a reward of $1 million put up within a week of the start of an investigation. Police are obviously very serious about this. I think you can read into this by putting up the reward. They think that somebody somewhere knows something right now, and that money might be enough to get them across the line and find where Cleo is and what's happened.
Yeah, and I think that's such an important distinction to make there. Like, it's tempting to think, they're throwing the $1 million out because they don't have any clues, but it actually could be the opposite.
Yeah.
And they might think, you know what, we're getting some leads here. We just need to flesh them out a bit more. We need some more information on a couple of these key topics. And the $1 million, I think it's a great idea to do it. Like, I think, you know, like, why would you wait 5-10 years?
Yes.
Like, now is the time to strike when there's a possibility Cleo could still be out there and someone knows something about it.
Exactly. I was watching Ben Harvey's Up Late, where he dissected that media conference involving the Premier and police and going into it. And you can see there are some key moments where messages are being put out to the people who matter in this case, who police think could be able to come up with something that's a game changer in terms of finding Cleo or finding out what has happened.
Mm.
And so you just have to look for those little nuggets of where they're potentially talking to people who are in the know.
Mm. And you know what? I would have done $5 million.
Well,
we got the money. WA's got the money.
Got the
and
money.
Like, I think,
I mean,
like, $1 million is a lot of money. There's no doubt about it. But if you're talking like $5 million, is a, do you know what? Like, all my loyalties to whoever has done anything connected to this go out the window at $5 million.
What about
$1 million
they don't?
I think if you're talking, like, if you're talking about your brother, would you sell out your brother for $1 million?
I mean, if they'd killed a child.
Yeah, but you.
Or if they were harboring a child somewhere, or if they'd offloaded a child somewhere.
Are you talking about, you know, you might be talking about families that are maybe not, you know, sticking to the letter of the law.
A bit tribal, where they're just protecting each other.
That's why I think, you know, you need to have an amount of money that all of those types of loyalties go out the window. And I'm not sure.
Okay, so we know now, everybody, with Ben's family, $5 million is the threshold. All bets are off at $5 million.
All bets are off.
It'll turn you in.
Yeah, but
okay,
but we'll see.
Let's see what comes.
We'll wait and see. No doubt we'll get a lot of calls. Because I think it's a powerful incentive. There's no doubt about that. And I think there's also a massive powerful incentive is a lot of people in Western Australia want to see Cleo return safe and sound. And I think so there will be people already who don't need the money and are saying, you know what, I think I've seen something. I think I know something.
Yes. And this is the thing. The fact that this could have happened to anybody, there's so many parents, even if you're not a parent, this affects you, you know, just to think of this little girl who seemingly has been taken out of her tent while, you know, on holiday at a campsite, which any family in WA could do that all the time. Hundreds of families are holidaying around the state.
Mm.
And the prospect that this could happen is terrifying.
Yeah.
So I think everybody is focused on this case. We've seen bumper stickers being printed, pamphlets being put up, signs being put up. It's being covered around the world. Let's just hope that there is some development soon and this $1 million can flesh out the information that police need.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to cross up to Carnarvon to talk to your colleague, Joey Catanzaro, very shortly to get the latest update on the search for Cleo on the ground.